Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can't really yell at them either, can
What's great is, Mike, you're like the pitching machine. Neither one of you can throw a strike.
You know, nobody's in the house now, so this is what I wanted to do.
Okay.
I want. If you don't sit your asses down on the bench for right now, there will be no more Little League. Passpoint. This summer, make it a vacation destination the whole family can enjoy. Make it Ass Point. Ass Point is nearly 2 hours from our nation's capital and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
3 days tops at Ass Point.
3 days top from Roanoke. Ass Point is a special place. Hiking, fishing, and also gunfire. I was in the worst mood. I mean hot. Michael says, Dad, can I get a water at the concession? So you get a water, we're 5 minutes from home. You'll get it when we're at home.
We have a faucet.
We have a faucet. We have tap water. You'll get tap You've water. Tap and you have homework to do.
Bottled water is for winners.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, it's another fabulous day in Chuckletown. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Chuckletown.
We're enjoying our second decade of the show. That has become a daily routine for so many of you, and we appreciate that. Chugging along after all these years, still going strong. Bless every one of you, especially the people in Shaferstown, Pennsylvania, Window Rock, Arizona, Grass Valley, California, Traverse City, Michigan.
Traverse City.
What?
He was specific. There's a pronouncer there. Traversity.
Oh, Traversity.
Because they put the S. That's how they say it there, he said. He was very specific.
Traversity, Michigan. Newtown, North Dakota, and Vic, Iceland, where everybody is named Vic.
Well, I thought actually Vic Iceland is the mayor.
Let's play the Vic game. Vic Damone.
Vic Tayback.
Vic Michaels.
Vic. I'm out. I'm out.
So I need one to win. Vic Morrow.
Ah, oh, awesome, Vic.
Thank you.
What was the TV show?
He was on, was he Rat Patrol?
Rat Patrol.
Yes.
Think or was it? Yeah, I don't know.
So, anyway, they're all the same.
Let's move on. That's hard for me now. That screws my brain up when I start doing
let's
that too much.
Play the Alzheimer's game. Mike, at 20 minutes into the show, let's play the Vic game again and see if we'd get the same Vic.
Oh, why do I think it's not Rat Patrol?
I don't
Combat.
Know. Combat. You know, same show though. Roughly.
No, it's not the same show.
I mean, very similar.
Rat Patrol was a really Jeep-heavy, desert, black-and-white army show. Combat was kind of a gritty World War II epic TV series.
Okay, I stand corrected. Vic Morrow.
And Vic Morrow was a super tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
And also tragically killed making a war film with a helicopter accident.
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly.
Welcome to the show. Glad to have you along. I am negotiating. Let me start right away with my venting.
Okay.
I have to be careful. Even though Oscar thinks I'm not careful, I have to be careful with this because I don't want to hurt any feelings.
I understand.
And
there's a difference between being careful and careless.
This is
and
careful
carefree.
I just don't want to hurt feelings. Little League last night. I am tasked with being the bench coach. The bench coach gives the lineups, makes sure the little crumb crunchers are all in line, and I think I reached the level of participation in Little League that I want, and I don't want to be rude, but if I am ever asked to do this again, I'm going to decline. I'm too old for that.
How did you get pulled in?
And also, I don't want to be careless either, but didn't you have some comments about a previous bench coach that you thought was perhaps uninvolved?
Yes, that's the part where I just want to be.
Yeah, that's
okay. So
that's
what,
when you're.
So you wanted immediately to be, what I didn't want to do is what you just did. Because you're a mallet head. That's the way it always works. You immediately go to where I didn't want to go.
But what I'm saying is that
he was literally.
But he did it because I called the guy Rob, who's a very nice gentleman.
As am I.
Here it is. The age group, I think, is skewing young for his little league team.
Meaning, so he's eight, right?
Let him talk. Please stop. I just want to explain it. It's delicate.
All right.
It's my life. All right. Please. So flag football was more of his age group. They are out of control, body out of control, crunchers, running around all over the place. There are a few little ones. The real little ones are more out of control. It's just the nature of the age. I am tasked with being on the bench, and Oscar, you asked a question, when did it happen? It happened at game time.
You got pulled in.
I was setting up my chair, which, by the way, is my level of involvement going forward.
Okay.
I won't necessarily have to say it. I just will. If I get the opportunity again, I'm not even on the list. I'm just there all the time.
Yeah.
So if I'm asked to go in and do it,
you're involved.
And I have mad respect for the coaches and all that.
Yes.
I will tell you that.
Are you on the list now?
So I have to manage this just lunatic asylum.
How many
kittens?
How many?
They're 12.
12 little boys.
So a couple of them have to sit down.
Yeah.
Yes.
When they're out in the field, and I'm sitting. And first of all, it's machine pitch, and the wrangling with this f-ing machine that they use to pitch the ball 12 feet over the kids' heads was problematic last night. But that's not what got to me.
Not a lot in the strike zone, huh?
I've said this before. I love watching my kids Little League stuff. I could go. It's the best night of my week.
Right.
If there's a game where I'm watching him, better than any opportunity, better than any concert, better than front row seats somewhere. I love it. I don't do the hooch like I used to do the hooch. Love to have beers with my mates when I play a little golf, but that's no, you know, going out, that's not a priority. You give me a little league game and my little chair sitting off the field, that's my 10. That's a 10 Friday night for me. It is. That's just the way my life's evolved. But the task of really getting into the dugout and wrangling these, I want to use the right words.
In today's day and age,
God,
you can't.
Yeah, okay,
the things you can't do is you can't strike them.
No,
right.
So you can't even I don't think you pat them on the butt.
You can't that really yell at them either.
What's
can
great
you?
Is Mike, you're like the pitching machine. Neither one of you can throw a strike.
You know, nobody's in the house now, so this is what I wanted to do. Okay. I want. If you don't sit your asses down on the bench for right now, there will be no more Little League.
You can't yell at them.
The entire industry goes away. I would say it would be okay to raise your voice, but you can't say ass. I think you can yell.
No, because this is the difference.
There are Jeremy, who was the flag football coach,
right,
had a voice like this. Owen, come on, Michael, come on, like that. It was great.
I'm a fan of Jeremy.
I didn't know at the time how much I valued him. I had no idea that he was a gold standard coach, and this situation of unmanageability. I am talking about bats being swung, gloves being thrown in the air. Yeah. I'm talking about batting helmets bouncing on the goddamn concrete. I am talking about climbing the chain link fence from every corner of the bench,
I
am completely out of control. And you look at one of them there, and there are the ones that are just feral. Completely and total feral, and I'll look at one and then turn around and 5 seconds he's doing the same damn thing and then looks at me, and I'm getting looks from these 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, whatever the age they are, like this.
Yeah,
that's the look.
They're mean mugging you.
Yeah,
they're mean mugging
me. Yeah. And they're big time.
And I'm sitting there going, and I leave. I don't speak to my wife for the entire duration of the game.
Right.
Because she's over, having a whatever, Diet Coke, watching the game. And I come out and I go, I call Jeremy. I want to find out if there's another league. That's what I said.
Wow.
That's what I said last night. It was so much of a drag of no help, discipline gone, and all that. I don't know. I'm not cut out for it. I'll tell you one thing. I am not cut out.
Do you
think
it has to do with the fact that the ones that remain on the bench have a lack of structure that they don't work well in the field either?
Yeah.
There's no easy fix.
60% of this team, maybe 70%, there is no awareness of the game whatsoever.
Okay.
It's not. Now it's the age. You can say it's the age. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. But it wasn't that way in flag football. It was fine. It's not that way when he's out there hitting a golf ball with the other kids. It is to a degree.
Well, baseball's a slower moving game.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
What about? I guess you can't do this.
What, Benadryl?
No. That's
a long trip.
What about crushing up a 10 milligram into like a line and then just have them all take a hit?
Sure.
I wish. It was so...
It's foggy in here.
Of Adderall.
You would have laughed. You guys would have laughed your ass off.
Just like focus.
There's no focus. None. Well, there's focus from one kid. Sorry. Hate to say it, but there is. A kid who really gets so upset that the waterworks start to come when he strikes out. No, there's another kid that's a better athlete than he is. He's number two, maybe number three. No, he's number two. He's number two. He's 50-50 with that other kid. He's a good player. But I don't know what to do because I want him to grow. And there's no growth.
Yeah.
There's no growth. And this is a long-term product
of your environment.
This is through April.
Get him out of that garbage.
I think you might be. Yeah. Do you mean what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. Because it's just.
You hang out with losers, you're a loser. Look at us.
That's what I didn't want to say. I was out of control. There was nothing I could do. I was trying. I was saying
How loud did you get at your loudest?
Probably, guys. I need you to sit on the bench
I
now.
Would have been scared.
Sit on the bench if you're watching the game.
You can make you can make the scary voice.
Well, then Michael said, "Dad, you were good at yelling."
That's good.
That's high praise.
Michael knows when things derail.
Yeah,
at yelling.
It was
when he said that. Was he climbing a fence?
It just was so nuts.
No, you gotta
nice guys coaching this team. That's what I can say.
That's good.
Let
nice
their
guys.
Kids become accountants. They're gonna make a great living. You want your son to go to the show.
That's right. Tell these players, Mike, if they want to be involved in professional baseball or baseball at any level, they always need equipment managers and statisticians.
Oh God. It was something else. It was I was in the worst mood. I mean hot. Yeah. Michael says, Dad, can I get a water at the concession? I say, you get a water? We're 5 minutes from home. You'll get it when we're at home.
We have a faucet.
We have tap water. You'll get tap water. And you have homework to do.
Tap water is... Bottled water is for winners.
I was so pissed. It was so sad.
That's a show
and
title.
I was sad that I couldn't organize the group. I ended up just sitting on the bench and saying, all right, here's the lineup.
Well, you
bam,
pick,
bam, bam,
you're,
going down.
You're evolving as a leader. You're picking your spots.
Yep.
That's not your troop. You're going to find a new troop.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, late in the game hit two, and the guy stopped at third and didn't run home.
Oh.
I'm going to say it. All right. With the coach right there, standing next to him.
Say.
Just go.
Wave him on.
Go. The parents were all kind of rallying. Yeah. There's grumbling too.
Yeah,
there's grumbling.
Okay. But does it matter if they're not keeping score?
No one knows the score. No one knows the score. No one knows when the outs are. It was explained to me that the rules are that when I went to Little League, you kind of went out for a position, whether it be shortstop, third, pitch, whatever, and then that was your position, and that's what you did. That this league, everyone has to play everywhere. On kind of a rotating basis.
I think
everyone gets a trophy.
The Orioles are doing it this year that way.
The Orioles aren't going to play because the Major League Baseball is not doing a thing. So it was, I didn't make any scenes. I didn't have anything other than the walking away from the complex. Where, Daddy, I want a water for at the concession stand. Yeah, I'm going to go pay $3 for a bottle of water that we can get for free in three minutes. No, that's not happening.
This is a common thread. You're going to get a lot of messages of support.
Yep.
My sister went through this when Luca was younger, like around that age, like 10, 11.
And they had him in a wrestling league with masks,
no,
right?
No, they moved to Florida. You remember they lived in Florida for a while.
Are you doing like the Mexican wrestling thing?
I'm not, I don't know what I'm doing.
Lucha Libre. Is that what you were just doing? With
maybe,
that,
maybe. Yeah, it was
Luca Libre or whatever.
Lucha Libre.
It was just a joke. Yes.
All right, okay.
And you see me laughing, not at all. So
they
decided to move. They actually switched teams in 1 year, three different teams, because they couldn't find the right league for their son with enough of a competitive, organized spirit, as
okay.
you said.
Bam. Thank you, Oscar.
Okay, that's good.
All is forgiven about not being aware that I can not say things on the air. We'll get to that later.
Yes.
All is forgiven. Okay, and there it is.
Yes.
I believe this. This is what I believe with all my fiber. I don't care. Look, there is a certain line of demarcation. By 8 years old, my feeling is that if you are playing a competitive team sport, competition to a degree mm-hmm. should be involved to get the kids interested, to prep them for future endeavor, yeah. to prep them for life.
Yes.
That is the way I feel.
Yes.
It is non-existent at this level.
He said something other than competition, and I think it might be even more important. Don't you think structure is almost more important than competition at that point?
Yeah.
Because really,
that,
it trains them. I think it trains them.
Yeah. I mean, there was, I'm coming off a league where there was.
Right.
To a degree.
You might have lucked out with your first pass, so that
I
was
did.
Your baseline.
I know I did. I know how good he was. And with that, and it doesn't have to do with the coaches can't control that if they have to play everybody at every position.
That
it's
happened,
not their fault.
That happened with Robert in basketball. Yeah. His first team, the coach was magnificent, and we sort of took it for mm-hmm. granted. And then season after season, the coaches were worse and worse and worse.
No, I didn't. I never said the coach was worse.
Okay, forgive me.
It's
I'm trying not to step on my here, Rob.
Mike, I'm not
you are forbidden from the sports conversation.
Mike, I'm not talking
you are
about
forbidden.
Listen, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me.
Oh, yeah, but you're bringing it into my you're making it sound it has nothing to do with the coaches.
What I'm saying is
even
that
though it does have to do with the coaches, but you I don't want to talk about it.
I'm talking about exactly only what happened to me. I can only talk about what happened to me. We got very
sports.
Lucky with Robert's first and then you know what? Sometimes you just get lucky the first time through.
It's a level of competition that will instruct him
right. if he chooses to go forward with it.
Mm.
He is frustrated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a simple thing. Like, by the way, with the world's troubles, you want a little escape from the world.
Please.
Right?
Yes.
You do want to have that. And it was just in, and I bring that anxiety to my listeners so that hopefully they will laugh at me and realize how ridiculous.
My sister
all
was
I was
a snob.
Tasked with. All I was tasked with was telling the children
yes.
where they were playing in the field and then when they were up. And I may have been on the set of Michael Douglas's Academy Award winning film, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because it was that out of control. There are a couple of these crumb crunchers. Who I believe will be on the radar with law enforcement by the time they're
Mike, nine. You should have handled it, Mike. You could have been more like Danny DeVito or more like the chief. Just a little more quiet when you're in the dugout.
It was frustrating.
At least for me, when my sister was explaining to me why they switched teams so many times,
right.
I thought she was just being a snob. I'm like, this is not Bel Air. I don't know what you're looking for in Windermere. But no. I understood when I finally went to see him play.
Yes.
Because there was same.
How old was he? About 10 when
yeah,
this
yeah,
was
same
happening?
Same big complex.
Well, the thing is at 10, it's a big jump when you go up to 10.
I get it.
And
she had to find the lay of the land, learn about it.
Right.
And then
I got a contact.
Figure out
I got
what
a guy
lead.
I can
yeah.
talk to.
Good.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's probably problematic that if Michael is skewing to the older end of the team, there's not going to be anyone to sort of set an example. If he's
yeah,
the
maybe you're right.
If he's
yeah.
the older, you want him to be with people his age or older. I would think because he's mature anyway.
Well, I think that some of his friends are now like a couple. He took during COVID. He took the 2 years basically
he took the
off
gap
of
year.
Little League. So, but he's got I just want to be. I want to be a better like mentor for him,
yeah.
getting him in. The
I right understand.
Thing.
Get him
so,
in the league where they all wear uniforms and they actually like compete.
Well, he's wearing uniforms.
Yeah, but you know
and,
what I mean. Like,
but I mean, there is no.
Yeah.
You're hard pressed to find a final score.
Yeah.
And it's because they're young and they don't care.
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to care.
Parents can make them care.
Yeah. Well, the parent. But I mean, we're not. You know, it's not my place. I'm a substitute, and I was a substitute teacher on the bench, and I will be. I might be having Carla set the chairs up. Because I'm going to show up after the first night because I don't want to be asked to be anywhere near that.
You're off
and
the list.
And I will
list.
Also. Yes, off the list. So I was a, it was a bear.
Did you try to do voices?
No. I tried to do shtick, you know. Hello, boys. My name is Coach O'Mara. I'll be your bench coach tonight. You know, they were nothing. No one was hearing it.
No
one was. I'm an adult. Can I tell you this? My last thing on this. No one was hearing me because adults are not. You know, when you're around little kids. There are kids that come from structure where if an adult speaks, they listen. And there are kids where it is there's so much of a lack of discipline where adult speaking is irrelevant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I found the vast majority where my words and my voices didn't matter. But I managed to get them up to the plate.
Yeah.
And that was
I love that Michael has the emotional IQ. To like let you know when you did a great job.
He so has sweet. The emotional IQ to let me know, but he also, as I told him last night, I quoted Tom Hanks, there is no crying in baseball. Just because you struck out twice doesn't mean, you know, that, you know, you show it. You don't show the emotion.
Yeah.
You just
come
back and you let the machine pitch. And I just want to have, I can't go. Does this make me? I am not the obnoxious parent, but I yell at my kid in the field and say, Michael, baseball ready, get ready, get ready for the ball, step up, step back. I'm giving him little tips from the side, as many fathers are, but it's not, what's the point? If you're not in a competitive environment and you're not trying to, you know, and you've got the bases loaded and you're down by one run and you have these crumb crunchers that aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
I was so bummed. I was so bummed out. It was, but we move on. We move on to life. And then it's back home and to turn on 24/7 horrible war and destruction.
Did he get his water?
When we got home.
Yeah, his tap water.
Yeah.
It wasn't tap water. We gave him, I have a filter on the refrigerator. Maybe it is tap water. You know? He got it. You know? And he got his snack.
He doesn't know the difference.
No. He got his eighth dinner of the night. I mean,
Daddy,
it was just
this
like,
tastes like ammonia. Drink it.
I don't think kids know what tap water is supposed to taste like until we tell them.
I suppose
Mama
you're
made him noodles. Mama made him noodles that I, you know, when I went to bed and turned out the light, the full cup of noodles was just sitting there.
Sure.
So, you know, that we're going to
work on. You know what's
that.
Great,
there's,
Mike?
There's kind of a new, you know, a new lease on life.
I love an unfinished project. Mm-hmm. That's when something has begun,
I like,
but not really taken to the end.
I want him to be in an environment where he can grow.
Yeah.
Whatever he's doing, I want the progress to be forward progress.
Well, the competition that Chip, okay. And I remember, I know your father was missing, but my dad would like,
as you know, I come from a broken
home. He'd show up for soccer games. So I would have him a few weekends. Before he would leave for 6 months at a clip.
My father would send a telegram to the playhouse right before the show.
It's very sad. But you had no interest in sports anyway, so it didn't matter.
My father was great at telling me what I needed to do to improve on the ride home from the games.
Mm-hmm.
And how I needed to, like, that I wasn't big enough or strong enough, but I had to act like I was on the... Like,
I'll give you an example of where I am on that front.
Yes.
All right. Sunday morning, first thing in the morning, the O'Mara family, mom, dad, and my son went out to the local field, which happened to be open, wide open, because they hadn't started the games yet for Sunday afternoon. And their afternoon games, because this God-fearing area we live in, they do their morning. The mornings are free on the ballpark. And
Sundays,
if you happen to be a,
Sunday mornings are for church.
Day of rest.
If you're not worshiping, you can bring the kids. So I brought them out there, had a full BP. Full batting practice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to tell him that he was making mistakes, but these little machines are a little squirrely, and at that level, there's only so much you can do. He's got a good eye. He makes contact on the ball, but unfortunately, it was not even relevant because they were wrestling with this thing, and the team we play, they bring their own little machine out there.
I mentioned that because
I didn't have any tips to give him because
they
would
have been different levels of accountability, but you can only do that when all of the factors
right.
that go with the game are controlled. There are rules. The refs, like there's guidance.
Right.
If you have none of that, how are you supposed to pinpoint?
It's kind of pandemonium.
Specific aspects of the game.
It's kind of pandemonium. Yeah. That's what it is. And I'll let you know. I'll give you a progress
report.
Can
I ask you a question from a mechanical aspect? Yeah. You talk about the pitching machine.
Ass point.
That's right. Mike, that's a beautiful vacation area near New Jersey.
Ass point. Come on down to Ass point. Just past Lake Anna, in the beautiful Virginia countryside, there's a vacation destination that you're going to love. I'm talking about the village of Ass Point.
Didn't you do the voice of the Ass Point fish?
Hi there. This is the Ass Point white perch. 8 miles of beautiful riverfront.
You don't look white. You look discolored.
Ass Point. This summer, make it a vacation destination the whole family can enjoy. Make it Ass Point.
Ass Point, great for a long weekend and not much more. Ass Point.
Ass Point is nearly 2 hours from our nation's capital and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
3 days tops at Ass Point.
3 days top from Roanoke. Ass Point is a special place. Hiking, fishing, and also gunfire. Small arms weapons are rental. Small arms weapons. Ass Point.
Are we allowed to bring our flags to Ass Point?
Bring all the flags you want. Yes. By the way, sign up now for a weekend vacation at Ass Point and get your Let's Go Brandon flag for your pickup truck.
Let's go Ass Point.
Ass Point.
What I wanted to ask is, how adjustable are the pitching machines? Are they adjustable by speed or by the strike zone?
They're pieces of garbage.
But, can you give us just like a thumbnail?
Look, I don't have a problem when I take mine out. Mm. I don't take mine out and have a problem with it.
Okay.
And we've gotten games where they are good and the games where they're bad. And this guy this coach, I think, gets to the field 6 hours before to set up his machine.
Calibrate.
That sucks Ass Point.
Yeah. Do they run on electricity?
No, they're spring-loaded.
Oh, spring-loaded. Okay, very good.
And they work fine. Look, when I have batting practice, I've done it 4 times with them now. I have no problem with my machine.
You've got a new model, though.
I've got a new model, but it looked like they all look like the same. But this one is
the Ass Point 4000.
It looks like an older model, maybe, but I don't know. And then it's so complicated. I'm not going to talk about Little League anymore. I'm done. Okay. All right. It's just a little frustrating.
You're also coming off a championship season.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's true.
You do get that winning bug, even when you're a parent, you know. And also the camaraderie with the parents, where there's conversation, there is none.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There is none.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
How you doing? Good. Okay.
Do you think it has anything to do with the sport and the pace of the sport? Because football is a little more exciting.
I don't know what it has to do with. I couldn't tell you.
I think those parents need a weekend.
We're going into dangerous
point.
Territory here. I don't care to go.
I understand.
All right. I
rarely like to back you, but you are on the right page.
Absolutely.
Obama.
That's right.
Don't want to talk about the type of environment that we're in.
You are on the right page.
Thank you.
Obama.
Ass Point. It's Ass Point.
Is it in Pennsylvania? I forget. Or it might be Maryland.
It's in Virginia. Ass Point is in Virginia.
Yeah. Okay,
it's one of the Finger Lakes of Virginia.
I didn't know it was a Finger Lake.
It's one.
Which finger?
The index finger.
Obama.
Come to Ass Point. Fantastic.
It's the frog capital of the Finger Lakes.
You know, I'm just trying to enjoy that one moment of my day that's my freedom from everything, and just to focus on my boy and all that, and hopefully it'll get better. I'll make efforts to make it a better situation. What
Excellent.
I will not do is dive into the wonderful volunteers that are doing the best they can.
You're off the list.
I'm not going to do it. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. I'm complicated. But anyhow, it was just frustrating, and I probably should adjust the meds accordingly so I don't get as uptight as
I think, Mike, the best solution you've offered is to show up right after the first pitch.
We'll see what happens. Should be fun. Good time had by all.
Sure.
But everything's fine. And then it's home to 24/7 of the world at war, which is
you know, is getting a little frustrating as well. I think that I am saturated with the coverage of how bad it is. And I understand it. It just, I get type A that way too, because I look at this, I'm like, can we do more? Can we do more? Can we do more? Feels like it's a slower response. I realize we can't get in a shooting war
right.
with Russia. That could result in nuclear war. I'm down with that 100%. Get that. Understand it. But everything else beside that should be on the table, and it should move at a rapid pace, at a breakneck pace, to support these brave guys that are, in some cases, going back to Ukraine to fight for their country.
I witnessed a silver lining this morning.
Tell me. I need one.
Yeah.
On CNBC. They had, which is, you know, they have, you know, which hosts are partisan on either side. Like they do a good job of balancing it on their morning show. And they had Senator Ted Cruz on. And
great man.
Ted Cruz kept mentioning like the past. And then even the host, who's already like hyper conservative and Republican, says, we get that. You're right. We understand. What would you do differently? Right now, you keep on attacking Joe Biden.
Yeah.
What would you do differently? And I've never seen that level of like, let's unite.
Yeah.
What's next?
Right.
And so
is he able to handle it?
This is what's great. He starts going to the back, he starts rewinding again. And he goes, no. We understand. We get that. Okay. What's next? So then he starts going in that direction, but spinning. And then the host says, have you ever voted against aid to Ukraine in the past? And that's when Senator Cruz pauses and he's like, to be honest, I voted there's been a bunch of votes. I don't really remember. Like, it was this like really awkward, like, you smarmy F.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's what we have to get away from. This is a period in time where we kind of have to say, screw our differences.
Correct.
And let's figure it out.
But
by the way, there are plenty of people that blew me up about the State of the Union when I was picking on old Joe. And I responded to one of them saying, well, it's nice to see people on the left can be rude, too, with this one guy that thought he said he thought I gave a half-assed apology. Well, guess what, Mr. Man? I retract it.
Oh, yeah, now it's gone.
There you go.
I want a better communicator in times of crisis. So I don't think it's unfair for a man who has the ambition to run for the presidency of the United States, where I liked him and I voted for him and I'd vote for him again, but I'd like to step up his game.
You know what?
Whether he's 80 or not, or whether he's got an issue or not, he worked on that issue because he knew he was going to speak publicly. So I want it better. Is it wrong to want better for that one element? Well, obviously not. If you say anything bad about your team, you're going to be attacked like I was attacked. Well, I got news for you. I will continue to say anything I want about any team member.
Do what you want.
Whether it's my team or
you
not.
Splash the pot whenever you'd like.
But I will splash the pot that ever the F I please. Because we have an obligation to hold all of our leaders to a high standard.
Yep.
And just because somebody's on my team, excuse me, Mr. Man, I'm a Democrat, and I will give my leaders a hard time when I think they can do a better job. Sorry. That's it. I think they
You're the equivalent of the Boston newspaper giving the Red Sox a hard time. You still love
that's
them?
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Do you recall that in it might be something I got from one of the adaptations for Churchill, one of the films that came out on him, where Churchill calls President Roosevelt and he's like, we need help. Like, we're in dire straits.
Yes.
And he says, well, technically, we can't give you the jets, but we could mechanically roll them over. We could
the jets of World War II.
Or the fighter planes. They need fighters.
Fighter planes.
But we could roll them over with horse and buggy to the Canadian border, and then you can pick them up there.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we have to do now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is being considered.
Give a little background for those
not
in the know what's happening.
Okay. World War II, we were slow to get involved.
Right.
We got involved. And once we got involved, and by the way, there are plenty of people now saying we're watching the beginning of World War III.
Sure.
I'm not prepared to make a massive argument against that because I think anything could happen with a madman pulling the strings in Russia right now. And what Oscar's referencing is that, before we actually got directly into the shooting war in World War II, we provided Great Britain with military assistance through Canada.
Right.
And we did it that way. And that's what we're kind of talking about now by going into some of these NATO countries and providing air assistance to the Ukrainian Air Force.
They will get the Russian era MiGs that Poland has
for the F-16s.
That they're familiar with. Enough. They know how to fly these. Know how to serve.
But it can't happen fast enough. And and we'll see what happens. I think that that's what I'm curious at. And if you want my one slam on the news media right now, we get it that you're in the different locations and the border crossings and all of your news coverage. I am interested more than anything else, and I can't communicate to news editors and tell me what I want to see. I am interested in what's being done to really assist them militarily at this point, because I don't think you're going to get Vladimir Putin to not shell civilians, because he's doing it every day, and not shell apartment buildings. I'm curious to know what's happening behind the scenes to maybe result in this. I don't know how easy that is to get that information. What I'm tired of watching is the sad delivery of some of these reporters.
Do you think it would help if Scott Pelley pretended to care even more?
Thank you. Why? On that note, we'll take a break. There you go. Scott Pelley.
Scott, cover your neck.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Get a little long in the tooth.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We got news coming up and all that good stuff. And hey, love Little League. It's America's apple pie. Yes, all right. Yes. Sorry I Chevrolet. Had a bad attitude. We'll be right back, everybody. I'm insane.
The Mike O'Mara Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Mike O'Mara Show and follow today. Capisce? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Pauly. Pauly Christine, we love you, Pauly. Hope you enjoyed your latest all-inclusive. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving big returns for investors. Our crowd analyzes companies across the global private market, selecting those with the greatest growth potential. Then what they do is that they bring them to you.
You.
There you are. Everything from personalized medicine to cybersecurity to robotics, to quantum computing, and more, our crowd is identifying innovators in state-of-the-art labs, startup garages, and anywhere in between. So you can invest early because that's when growth potential is greatest. Our crowd's accredited investors have already invested over $1 billion in growing tech companies, and many of their members have benefited from the 46 IPOs or sale exits of their investments. Now, you can truly diversify your portfolio by investing early in innovative private market companies at Our Crowd. Join the fastest growing venture capital investment community at ourcrowd.com/TMOS. That's OURCROWD. ourcrowd.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are halfway to their goal of raising $30 million for the people of Ukraine. The Ukrainian-born Kunis emigrated to the United States in 1991. This is personal for her. In an Instagram video posted to Kutcher's account on Saturday, the couple provided an update on their fundraising efforts to benefit the country during this Russian invasion. Here's the update. $15 million. We're halfway to our goal. Thank you for the support. Kutcher captioned the video on his account along with the hashtag #StandWithUkraine. Glad people are doing this. The funds have since increased to over $16 million. In the video, which drew support from Reese Witherspoon and others, Kunis spoke about their progress thus far. She said, "We just wanted to give you a quick update as to where we stand with the fundraising. We're halfway through," said Kunis, who was born in the Ukrainian city of Chernivtsi. I think it's a C-H-E-R-N, Chernivtsi, in 1983. We're super excited, and we want to say thank you to each and every single one of you. It's been an incredible past 48 hours. They need all the help they can get, and they're doing that.
You know who else fantastic. I found out is a Ukrainian family is the daughter on The Gilded Age. the daughter of the couple that had the guy with the beard, the railroad tycoon, the young daughter.
Interesting.
And her big sister, they're 21 years apart, is Vera Farmiga, who was in Bates Motel.
Oh, my God. That's her sister.
Yeah. A lot of times they mistake her as her mother because they have such a large age difference. But she was also in that George Clooney movie about the people being fired.
Up in the air.
Exactly. But anyway, they come from a Ukrainian household. As a matter of fact, they spoke Ukrainian as children.
She's also in The Conjuring. Vera Farmiga, a famous
Easy on the eyes.
Oh, she's
absolutely, yeah.
Terrific. A lovely lady.
Bill Cosby will remain free, and the overturning of his conviction on two sex crimes will stand after the U.S. Supreme Court said Monday it will not review it. The decision, which was not a surprise nor commented on by the court, leaves in place a decision by Pennsylvania's highest court to throw out his conviction and set him free from prison. They did that last year, and they cited constitutional grounds. The state court said the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby in the case. Somebody screwed that up, and Cos is out there.
Have either of you seen the Showtime documentary?
On Cos?
We need to talk about Cosby, or we need to talk about Bill Cosby.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
He's
not
guilty,
seen it in
right?
its entirety.
I don't think anyone's doubting that, right?
He's totally guilty. Yeah. It's just, it went on for so long and kind of chopped up by the prosecution during the investigative process. And frustrating when that happens.
It is.
But, he's not. It's over for him and has been for a long time. So
I hate that he's free.
Yeah, really I do weird. Too.
I do too.
I do too. I think he ought to be in jail for the rest of his life. He should be. A 3-location chain of poutine restaurants has become a source of controversy in France. Not because of their fries and cheese curds and gravy, but because of the name of the dish. You've heard a lot of these around the world now because it's called Maison de la Poutine, the House of Poutine, posted on its social media accounts that it had been receiving calls of insults, as the French would say. And the source of the caller's anger seems to be confusion about poutine and Putin.
House of Putin?
House of Putin.
Well, they should change it to all-you-can-eat poutine.
All-you-can-eat poutine. I don't think poutine should have to suffer because of the maniac dictator. I really don't.
Well, you remember there was a huge PR firm that was called ISIS. when ISIS became popular...
And there was AIDS candy.
AIDS diet candy
back in
the day.
And they had to go through this big change. Yeah. It was nuts. I don't think it actually ever changed, but it was like a big to-do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it happens during crisis. Yeah. In a letter that it shared online, Maison de la Poutine explained that its signature dish had nothing to do with that guy.
Can I give you some insight on the Corona beer company? They spent millions of dollars... changing the narrative of what coronavirus was to COVID-19.
Really?
Yes.
This doesn't surprise me, though.
Genius.
So they went in the other direction. Instead of going in-house to their name, they wanted to make sure that the virus
was not associated with a consumable.
And they canceled their new dark beer, which was called Delta.
Corona Delta. Let's see. Anything more on this poutine? Well, anyway, people are pissed, but people are dumb, too, about that. Don't punish the food, all right?
Yes.
Don't punish the food.
Don't seize the restaurant.
Embrace the curds.
All right, I welcome your opinion on this. Aaron Rodgers, controversial. Did he break up with the lady? Did he not? I'm fascinated by the whole Aaron Rodgers saga. This is the latest, and I'm surprised as a football fan. He apparently is torn about where he wants to play next year. It appears that the Packers... are trying their best to make his decision easier, and they're doing it by offering him a boatload of money.
Of course.
This guy's late in his career. I'm surprised at this. According to ESPN.com, the Packers have made a significant long-term contract offer to Aaron Rodgers. It's an offer that's so big, it will alter the quarterback market.
Wow.
So they're going. That usually means they're going to make him the highest paid. The report doesn't mention the exact terms. It wouldn't be surprising at all to learn that the contract offer is worth the kind of money that would make Rodgers the highest paid player in the NFL, based on average salary. The current title of highest paid player belongs to Patrick Mahomes, who signed a 10-year, $450 million extension.
But to be fair, that Mahomes not only has to play quarterback, he also has to be the bench coach.
And deal with his brother.
Deal with the crumb crunchers. Get off the fence!
Get off the chain link fence with that. I don't know why. It just doesn't make sense to me. Mahomes is
the up and comer.
Is a baby. Is yes. a baby. Got the career in front
future.
Of him. Aaron Rodgers, end of the line. I don't. But you know, maybe it's for one season or something like
but
that.
But it's also like you think it might be the least. That maybe they're calling his bluff because he wants out.
It seems like it.
So if they offer a killer contract and he still leaves,
yeah.
management's off the hook.
Yeah.
But he cannot be trusted. Anyway, that's the way I
look at it. Mahomes has never hosted Jeopardy.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
And now a little something something. A man in Thailand, please bear with me with the names here.
Okay.
I'm going to do the best I can. There's a guy in Thailand, and he's feeling some pain after getting shot in his private area because he allegedly went out for drinks with his friends instead of making dinner for his wife.
Ooh.
According to a magazine or a newspaper called the Daily Star, not really, I don't take that one, so I'm not sure what it is.
You don't take the star?
Chinita Quadrum shot Bunchui Musitan with a harpoon after waiting up for him to come home. Musitan told the Star that his wife twisted the spear when it was impaled into his penis.
Ow.
Bunchui was allegedly so drunk that he didn't go to a hospital until the next day. His thing needed 17 stitches. Bunchui has decided to stay away from home until his wife cools down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, his wife, who is, what's her name again? Chinita is back at work on the open sea hunting whales because nobody explained the harpoon and how they just have a harpoon lying around. That's a, you know.
Yeah, well, good for him if he could need 17 stitches. That's
also,
quite a few.
Way to sleep it off.
I mean, yeah. It's
I'm so tired.
Boy, that's a hangover, isn't it? Oh, man. What a, anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is Al Pacino, and I love talking to you. Hoo-ah! Do you like to talk? Maybe you want to talk to your favorite hosts. Well, say hello to my little friends. Get ready to get on Zoom and be a TMOS talking head. Just send your info to Rob at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Include a phone number. Do it now before you lose your mind and go crazy.
Ah.
Just like me.
Ah.
Because this is something you'll want to remember. I'm Al Pacino, and I'm not sure where I am. Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah. Yes, sirree. Timely is today's headlines. There's a reason why Noom works while other diets fail you. Noom uses psychology to give you the practical knowledge and skills that you need to build smarter, long-term habits and behaviors. The approach
something
is based
ringing?
On scientifically
like
proven.
So.
Yes, it is, Rob. I turned it off, but okay. Thanks for noticing. Long-term habits and behaviors. The approach is based on scientifically proven principles like cognitive behavioral therapy,
love
CBT,
mm-hmm.
Which helps people better understand why they eat the way they do. Noom doesn't believe in telling you what you can or can't eat. Instead, Noom gives you the knowledge that you need to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle and also help you reach your goals. An off day is okay. Noom will course correct you, rather. You're the boss. 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day. How much time you want to spend on the app is up to you. Here's a fact. More than 75% of users complete the program. 60% of users lose 5% or more body weight by 16 weeks. And more than 60% of users keep the weight off for a year or more. Noom works. It's worked for us. It's wonderful. Carla and Oscar love it. Sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at noom.com/TMOS. That's noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial. I was not on my Noom program yesterday, which means I have been running around, and when I run around, I tend to have a problem with really eating right, and it's frustrating for me. And one of my biggest problems of all is the fact that I will go to a fast food location when I am in a pinch. And yesterday, I experienced really the rare moment of literally not being able to eat a fast food product.
That bad?
You know, said usually no? The research and the testing is done so completely thoroughly that that I'll, you know, anything's passable.
Even when it's not great, it's acceptable.
The only time I'll ever feel that way is if this happened to me on Sunday. I went to Home Depot for my parents because
their food is horrible.
Servant, there's a McDonald's next door.
Oh, okay.
I snuck over there by myself, got a meal, chicken nugget meal. I opened up, what I was going to pound in the car so nobody could judge me at home, and they had no sauce, no barbecue sauce, nothing, just dry chicken nuggets.
That's a service. That's a service issue, right?
Yeah, and I just said, no, thank you.
How fresh were the nuggets away?
I ate two nuggets and said, not worth it. Goodbye.
They can be horrible.
Yeah, nuggets have a really fast, they have a fast decay factor. I think even faster than French fries.
Just didn't taste good.
Yeah.
I've become aware of the fact that the fast food joints are all trying to compete in the chicken game. Wouldn't that be accurate?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're all doing.
Last 2 years, big time.
Well, Popeyes threw the gauntlet down before the pandemic.
And they wasn't that the one that everybody was crawling
spicy
over each
sandwich.
Other?
Yeah, right. it was pretty strong.
It's been 3 years of this.
Yeah.
We're getting one on Route 41 down here. We're very excited about this.
Cajun
anyway, the Chick-fil-A down here. I don't know what it's like in your neighborhoods, but Chick-fil-A down here, old people and fried chicken. I've never seen anything like it.
Nuts
I've never
to butts.
Seen anything like
nuts
the
to butts.
Like the success of it where they've got four people in the parking lot that are directing traffic so that they can efficiently deliver.
It's
they
horrible.
Hire probably twice the employees of anybody else, and Chick-fil-A kills it. But when you get a Chick-fil-A fried chicken sandwich, it is always fine, better than fine.
Yeah.
It's always good, right?
Good. Yeah. Good, great.
I am here to tell you that if you are a fried chicken aficionado, one of the reasons I don't mind a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is they don't muck it up.
You're right. It's very simple.
And when
is
I'm talking
baked?
About mucking up, I don't think.
Are they baked?
Well, they have a baked.
Fried. Deep
but
fried.
But the original is a fried chicken sandwich on a bun with a pickle.
Right.
That's it.
With a pickle.
That's it.
And that's it. And the seasoning is your condiment.
Yep.
I'm talking about the seasoning that they put on the chicken itself.
Yes.
It tastes good. It's easy to eat. It's simple. I believe that you can look this up, that this product might be calling the Chick King from Burger King.
Oh,
I think that's what it's called. It's the Chick King.
I've had this.
All right.
I've had this. We're on the same page.
I am telling you, I don't know what that sauce is that they saturate the chicken with. It was, I've never had something that I found so totally disgusting. It was like, you don't need to over-condomize.
Oh,
maybe that's not
Mike,
the right
you'll
word.
You'll love
yes.
this. It's not
okay.
the Chick King. It's the C-H apostrophe King. So the right. word chicken has nothing to do with it.
Right.
It's
the Chick-ing.
The Chick-ing.
What is it? How
Chick-ing.
Do you ask it spelled again?
C-H apostrophe K-I-N-G.
Like
Chick-ing.
Chick-ing. Chick-ing.
Yeah. Chick-ing.
Chick-ing. Yes. So terrible name right there.
They
right?
describe it Can as you- a savory sauce.
It's so nasty. Like with it's like bad mayo with a hint of lemon.
Oh,
I'm telling
lemon?
You, you need to.
Oh.
There's a tang to it. There's a tang.
Only when it's gone bad.
Oscar's had it.
I've had it.
You've had it.
Three bites.
Really? Right. So you you trashed it as
Mike,
well.
When I see a commercial and I have an app to that restaurant, I say, "Well, I have to do this for the show." And then I forget to talk about it. But this happened maybe three Saturdays ago. The door, knock on the
so
door.
Yeah.
It's the man from Burger King. Shannon said, "What did you do?" I said, "Well, I saw this new sandwich and I wanted to try it."
It was so nasty.
Gross.
It's love
gross.
Mayo.
It's gross.
I'm a mayo person. How does it get through? And does this speak to the actual condition of the fast food franchise known as Burger King?
Mike,
because I don't see lines.
Headlines read, Burger King debuting Chick-King sandwich, our greatest yet! Exclamation point.
Are there any, are you seeing any pans out there? Am I the only one?
No,
am I alone?
This is what's troublesome. The imaging in the commercial make it look like it's a heftier, more robust Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. That's what it looks like.
Chick-fil-A does not saturate their chicken breast.
Did you get regular or spicy?
I got regular. I got the regular yesterday.
Still not good.
They also offer a deluxe, apparently.
Did you take another try and try the spicy?
Well,
or?
This is what the way that I try to soften the blow of fast food in my house, and I hate that I even have to deal with it, but my wife doesn't want a fat husband. I got that. I order her a sandwich as well, and she doesn't like spicy food, so I got her a regular one, and I got a spicy one for myself. And I said, I got you one too. And she wanted nothing to do with it, so I tried both. Both were terrible.
All right, here's the review. This is not a pan. This is a review. Right. The pickles add a nice crunch and slight sweetness. There's an ass writing the review. A nice sweetness. While the bun was soft and airy with some spring to it.
It's great.
The signature sauce tasted, and here it is. This is what it was. Like a slightly mustardy mayo. Yeah, mustardy mayo doesn't go with chicken.
The ImpulsiveBuy.com calls the sauce the weakest link and rather bland.
Yes.
Well, it dominates the flavor of the... it was fairly mild, but contributed a richness to the sandwich. No, it didn't.
Here's a quote, and here's hard-hitting journalism. You like journalism. You majored in it.
Right.
The quote is this.
I'd have preferred the standard mayo instead.
But you know what? If you're not going to use like name brand mayo,
If
you're not going to use the real,
but there's a tang. The tang is strange.
It's so nasty.
Boy, it's a bad looking sandwich.
And I thought it was just the sauce was off. You know how like you can always like say maybe the sauce is bad. I should probably
it's spoiled.
Hey. I'm reading the reviews. I absolutely love the spicy version of this sandwich. I can't believe BK actually pulled this thing off.
That's a plant.
That's a. You think that is?
That's gotta be a plant. The king wrote that
with his mask on.
Yes.
The big creepy.
It's a muffled plant.
I've had this twice, and both times it was enormous. It was pretty tasty too. There's tasty. By the way, you see tasty in any description of food, you know it's garbage. That's the way it works.
I was surprised by the potato roll.
You have to give Burger King credit.
No.
They were willing to fail fast. The Satis fries, which I had in Manassas on my way to Mike's.
What are Satis fries?
They were healthy fries. They were terrible.
I think
Burger King in the past year or so has fallen behind Wendy's as the number two burger joint, and I think they're swinging hard and fast and they're taking chances, and if that means a lemony mustardy mayonnaise, that's what it means. And more sauce.
Well, if you want to give it a try, please don't blame me for the 4500 milligrams of sodium.
Chicken.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Enjoy. Enjoy.
If your ankles are too thin,
restaurant I used to go to back in Virginia had a waiter where I'd go, enjoy. Thank you very much. Enjoy. There you go, you big fat pig. I spit on your sandwich for you. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When I first discovered the free Mike O'Mara Show podcast, I was in intensive care, crippled with parasites. But Mike, Rob, and Oscar inspired me. I knew if I was going to stop my parasites, I had to stop being a parasite. I ordered the bonus show. As soon as I downloaded the first show, my guinea worms were more like gonny worms. After three shows, I told my screw worms to screw off. By show number 10, my fliarial worms said, so long, scrotum, and I owe it all to the TMOS bonus package. Results not typical. The TMOS bonus package is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Gawny worms.
Gawny worms they are. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone. It was John Allen Paulos who once said, the only certainty in the world is uncertainty.
Mm. Oh, Johnny.
Isn't that? He was some guy, wasn't
he? He was a hell of a guy.
What
good drinker.
A special person. And with everything happening in the world today, it seems like he was correct. However, there are two things that you can be certain of. The Fed is going to raise rates on March 16th, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the only mortgage company that that you should reach out to if you're looking to purchase or refinance. The low rate window is closing fast, and if you're looking to take cash out for any reason, like saving money or enjoying the tax deductibility,
a kitchen remodel,
the time to act is now.
Buy
Oscar's in the middle. You're talking to him right now. Yeah. It's very, very
talking
exciting.
Talking to him,
Call today and see what they can do for you with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Cornerstone First Financial is certain to win your business. Whether a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of the Mike O'Mara Show listener, and now licensed in 41 states. So even if you tried them before, please try them again. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special birthday in the house today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very special.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rob. Happy birthday to... Is Pony, you're not singing?
You.
You.
You know what's really feeble is Mike goes to all the effort to harmonize and no one sings the melody.
Here you go.
I know. It's Thank frustrating.
You, no. Thank you, no.
What did you get him?
It was a pretzel that he's been feeding to Santos during the show.
Very nice.
It's most of a pretzel.
It's a soft pretzel.
It's most of a pretzel.
Right. It sounded to me during our pre-show meeting that you may be commiserating with me regarding the indifference to your birthday that I tend to feel in my home.
And granted, I don't want a parade. I don't want anything grand. I don't want any stupid gestures made on my behalf, but a little recognition. I'm 51 today. It's pretty old. As a matter of fact, as I told my mom, she said, "Wow, you're 51. I said, "Yeah, I may be 51, but you've got a kid who's 51. How's that feel?"
Yeah, yeah. That's that throw that right back in her face. I'll be a little more greedy than you, Rob. I will say that I like gifts. Get me gifts that I need.
I like gifts a lot, but I would have been satisfied this morning with a card, which I think probably to the year, every year that Carrie has woken up on her birthday, I've had something for her on her birthday. And
you're a thoughtful husband.
And the thing about that is not having a card the morning of means that the card, if it comes, will be purchased today, which means it's an afterthought. Because it's not like...
I agree with you. I do.
My birthday is not Hanukkah. It's not a floating date. It happens on the same day every year.
Maybe she was busy.
Yeah, well, she might have been. We're all busy.
How are you doing? I mean, you know, we know it's up and down on the Speedwagon House. How's it been lately?
Mood,
be honest.
Mood is fine. Mood is fine. Calm.
What's fine?
It's fine.
Fine means it's okay.
It's fine. The best thing is this morning when she said, "Happy birthday." And she did wake up with me early, 5:45. And she said, "Happy birthday."
Was she the first one to say happy birthday?
Well, the dogs can't say it.
Okay.
No.
So she did say happy birthday.
Yeah, my parents called me last night and they wished me happy birthday last night. But she was the first person on calendar day of March.
Why did they call you last night?
Well, because I speak to them every night on the way home. And so, and they brought it up. So,
okay.
And my dad is awesome. He says, "What are you, 52? I said, "No, 51, Dad." Okay.
Okay.
So,
any gifts will, I didn't.
Yeah, he said that he would Venmo me something today and he said he would do it during the day so Carrie wouldn't hear it arrive.
That's hilarious.
I said, "Yes, please Venmo me during normal business hours."
Oh, good for him. Yeah. Good. Well, that's cool.
You need your
funny.
Thanks, money.
Dad.
And so Carrie says, "Happy birthday." And then she says something a little telling. She says, "What are your plans for your birthday?"
Oh, there. Wow.
And I said, I got nothing. I got, you know, I'm going to go to work and do what I do at work and then come on home. And she says, "Remember, I'm babysitting tonight." I said, "Okay. So I'll see you at about 9. You should stop by your mom and bring Chinese food." I said, "Yeah, well, maybe."
May I make a bold request of the three of us?
Yeah.
And four, probably, I'm including you.
That's a mistake.
If we all start negotiating a divorce, can we all talk about it on the air, like in detail?
Why are you bringing that up now?
Because
why are you bringing that up?
Because remember, we were alleging that you won. Actually, by the way, if I owed you, if we had bet money, I thought you would have been divorced by now.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be a winner,
big winner. But if she's, does she usually neglect your birthday?
She has in the past.
Okay, well that's no big deal. Maybe I'm wrong.
But then you know what? As I'm driving to work, I get a lovely text from my daughter, which includes the phrase "I love you so very much." Get a text from my son. Before, like, his first class that says he's looking forward.
Now, that's a win. That's a win for Robert III.
He is looking forward to coming home and seeing the Batman this weekend.
Yeah, hanging out with you.
And also, I found out today that Julia is actually driving to WVU to bring Robert home this weekend, so we're all together this weekend.
Did you share the news on Julia?
I haven't yet, because we don't have all the details nailed down yet, but I can actually...
I don't think it's jinxable at this point.
She's been accepted. Julia will be studying in Italy over the summer. She's been accepted.
My sister went to Italy. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Does she know the town yet?
We don't know. I think it's in the south, but it is going to be... this is the details we need to get. She's got her passport.
I think the place is called Ponto de Derriere.
Ponto de Ass.
There you go.
But, all the best art comes from Ponto de Derriere.
But it is so cool because with her wide-ranging graphic design... She'll be able to study architecture and all that stuff. And it's a pretty select amount of kids that get to go from VCU. So she's beyond excited.
For those of you that are not Rob mobbers, and that includes me, this is a window into Rob's soul, which really, it's hard to hate this man. He's so loving. In the afternoons, there's a lot going on here at Podville. And there's just we're blessed to be busy, right?
That's right. At 5 o'clock, Oscar wakes up and things start happening.
That's
his go time.
No, I'm working this entire time.
It's 6:30 p.m. Where's the Windex?
I'm sure. Because I'm sure.
Well, you were looking for Dan the Windex yesterday.
Yeah, because he was working on the set.
He was. Yeah.
So Rob comes in. I'm in the middle of putting together a budget for a production. And he walks in.
I'm in my office linking paper clips, Mike.
And I'm thinking it's important.
Pretty big news at Podville.
There's a problem. And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, Julia got into a semester abroad. And I'm like, I was genuinely happy for him because
it was exciting.
I don't think my parents would ever be this happy for something that didn't involve them.
Well, a semester abroad for them would be going home.
Correct. So, but I sat there and I was pumped and I was excited for him and Julia and the family. And then he walked out, and I said, man, this guy really loves his family. And it's not an indictment. There's no punchline. It's just,
no.
I was so happy for you, but that's you were on cloud nine.
You just need a W in the column.
Just happy for you.
And
man.
So I get to see them this weekend. Julia is going to take me. This is pretty cool. This is when you know that you've raised a kid right.
Yeah.
And she knows you. She says, Saturday morning, Dad, I want to take you to a particular record store that we love. She says, I want to buy you an album. That's awesome. And I, you know, that's really cool. And Robert's excited about, I guess, me buying him a movie ticket, which is also exciting.
But he's coming home to hang
out. But he is coming home to hang out. And so that's really cool. And tonight I know I won't be getting a Chick-King, but I'll have to figure out what restaurant I'll be hitting on the way home.
What
for
about
my
you
dinner.
Just.
So you don't think there's any chance she's going to surprise you at all?
A surprise party?
Mm,
at Jimmy's maybe?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Not today. I think today's pretty much done.
What about just going to the Peking and treating yourself?
that's depressing. You don't want to do that.
Mike,
you don't want that.
What would be great is if I got that big table all by myself and people said, what's with him? He must be very important.
We have 18 cupcakes coming for lunch.
Well, what are you going to eat?
Do you think there's any chance in the world that she may, surprise you?
No.
Right?
I don't. At all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's, you know what? It's
could you message her and be like, something? Can I get something?
Well, I think I might get something this weekend, maybe a gift. She kept asking me what I wanted. And I was
a little late, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? You know me pretty well. Surprise me. Get me something. I don't care. Something, yeah. So it's not a great birthday, but then again, it's only 51, you know. And
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. You know, what do you do? What do you do?
You complain to your friends.
You do. You do. And I know that you have my back. And
yeah, well, I think of anybody that's kid-like in this room, and that's what makes you who you are, it's you. You would like a big to-do or a shebang or a party or something like that.
Something. Right? You know what? I would have settled for a card this morning.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, Carrie's the kind of person that after we unwrap presents on Christmas Day, will disappear because she hasn't finished rapping yet.
You know, I'm during this whole segment trying to give you a present. And Venmo.
Oh, no.
Really?
No. Mike, I don't want anything from you. We have an agreement. We have
I
an
don't
agreement.
Care.
That
we
no presents.
That we don't do
care.
Presents unless it's a key
I don't
birthday.
Care.
I don't want that.
We lost contact with your bank.
Mike, what I
oh,
would like
there
from
we
you,
are.
What I would
there.
Love.
Done.
Done.
Done and done.
Done.
Hey, look at this.
Check.
Let me see.
Did you get it?
Get out of here. Shh.
There you go. Happy birthday.
That's very cool.
There
Thank you.
Go. No. Happy birthday.
That's it?
why don't you one up me by a
dollar? You could one up him. That'd be okay.
That's it. I feel bad for you. And I wish then when you mention it, I was like, I remember I've had to do that for you before, and so you know, you were in there, and I was like, but I mean, it's just in the world of passwords and things. I'm just glad I was able to do that while I was on the air. It was a little challenge for me to maintain the conversation, but still do it. That's what I wanted to do.
Maybe
I can. That's right. Two tanks, a tank and a half. Thank you very much.
I got to do that today. Oh man, I shouldn't have sent that. Damn it! I got to fill up today.
I tell you what, send that back.
I'll send it back. Yeah.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you. I hope she, you know, and I hope she does something for you.
Mike, we got him a computer. That's what we got him.
That's true.
That's wonderful.
And a wardrobe.
And a wardrobe.
Yeah.
And if she does something for you, let us know. All right. If there's
absolutely
a surprise.
I'll phone you.
If there's something, if she does something nice for you, mark my words, there's a chance she may be able to come back on the show again. We have to take a break. Okay.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
It always goes so well.
Hope she doesn't. Anyway, we have to take a break and we'll be right back on
Italy.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Julia's going to Italy.
Julia's going to. That's wonderful. Now let me know if it's Milan, Florence, something. Those are the design places. So we'll see what happens. We'll be right back. That was weird, everybody.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the afternoon DJ on 99 Plus KFMH Pirate Radio. His silky warm voice and pleasant on-air demeanor have made him a radio favorite for years. And ladies, he's single. But best of all, he's a big part of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, KCJJ. You're the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate Jim and Steve and all our friends at KCJJ. Hey, welcome back to the show. The first thing you need to know is that Catalina Crunch's cereal is delicious. The dark chocolate, the cinnamon toast, both great. Amazing, really, because it's zero sugar, keto-friendly, and low carb. I don't really know how they do it. Most zero sugar food doesn't taste delicious, but Catalina Crunch really nailed this. That's why it's so popular. Yes, Mr. Spiewak.
On my desk, even as we speak, is a bag of the cinnamon crunch, Catalina Crunch, because it's great to snack on even without milk. It's delicious. Love it.
And it packs a whopping 11 grams of plant-based protein and 9 grams of fiber per serving. That's why Mr. Spiewak always retires to the facilities in the afternoon. Taste for yourself.
What a relief.
Why over 10,000 customers.
Birthday!
Great. Catalina Crunch. 5 stars. They've got 8 delicious flavors to choose from, and you're going to love them all. Gluten-free, grain-free, non-GMO, only real clean ingredients, nothing artificial. See why Catalina Crunch's cereal is the fastest-growing cereal brand in America. Just go to catalinacrunch.com/TMOS for 15% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's catalinacrunch.com/TMOS. Not sure which flavor to start with? Try a variety pack. And check out their delicious cookies and snack mixes while you're at it. Again, that's catalinacrunch.com/TMOS for 15% off your first order, plus free shipping, everybody.
What's that sound?
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
Did you hear about the People's Convoy in Florida? I asked my dad about it. He hadn't heard about it. He's
I
in
did
Miami.
Not.
This was a deal where a whole bunch of truckers from across America were going to meet up at the Hagerstown Raceway, because that's what one does. And they were going to drive around the Beltway slowly as a protest for the way people are looking down at truckers during the supply chain issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they're meeting in Florida, how are they going to do it at the Beltway?
No, Hagerstown.
You did say Florida.
Oh, did you hear about Florida? Yeah.
No, but did they hear about it? Because it's a story around the D.C. area.
Oh,
I'm wondering if you heard about it.
Oh, if it got down to Florida.
Yeah. I'm in the United States, but I didn't hear it.
So it was supposed to be like a national thing. What happened is they did like 2 laps on Sunday, which no one cares about the Beltway on Sunday. They did 2 more laps yesterday, starting at, I think, 9:30, and nothing was affected.
I drove through it.
Yeah, so it wasn't a big deal. It was not a big deal. However, they did take the time to ask one of the female truckers why they were doing it. And I think Libby makes a lot of sense.
Are you really concerned about right now?
I don't want them to digitize us.
You don't want them what?
To digitize us. I don't want to take medicine that'll hurt people.
What was the word you used, though? I haven't heard that.
Digital. Digital.
Digital? And what does that mean?
They're trying to make us robots. They're trying to make it where we have no choice and nothing, to where they control. They can control us from what they put in our bodies.
And eventually we'll actually be robots?
Yeah, hold on. All right, stop
not
for
robot.
A second.
They've
I think
got-
it's time. I think it's time to get, you know, hacksaws. Are you familiar with was it Hannibal where Ray Liotta gets his skull?
Yeah.
And then Hannibal's taking the brain out and frying it and stuff like that. It's time to just, you know, lobotomize people.
Well, Mike, would you rather be lobotomized or digitalized?
Digitalized. We're in a world now where during the Trump administration, this is a fact, that he took a big stick into the muddy pond and he stirred it up, and these idiots came to the surface and thought that their uneducated opinions were legitimate. And they're not, because it's not a word. They're not turning you into robots. This is the insanity that has been legitimized in this country.
They
it's
lost a lot of their platform when the CDC came out and said you don't have to wear masks in certain areas.
Right.
And
they can't fight it anymore.
They can't, like, well, what are we going to talk about now?
Well, now we're going to drive in the right lane on the Beltway.
Have you bumped into any of these people that say, I got it twice?
Yes.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you bumped
I have.
Into any
it's
of those
a badge
people that
of
are
honor
all
and they're
proud
like,
of it?
I'm fine.
You know, 6 million people around the world died due to these viruses. But, you know, raise your fist in the air and talk about how, because it didn't affect you. These are people who are unable, they are incapable of realizing anything out of what's in front of them. And they can't realize other people got sick and died.
You know, I'm not proud of this, but I lost, as I mentioned on one of the shows, I lost an uncle to COVID. And the disassociation with what happened, as my father got a chance to connect with the extended family, and why it didn't have to happen is absurd.
Yeah.
There's no accountability of, like, we should have maybe gotten not inoculated, but vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's
worn a mask.
You had it. It was turned into a divisive issue for the sake of being a divisive issue.
Yeah.
And now people still believe it, and be damned, all of them. Right, that's the way I look at it.
Let's hear her.
I can't even laugh at it.
Let's hear her closing thought, Mike.
Nothing to where they control. They can control us from what they put in our bodies.
Mm. And eventually we'll actually be robots.
Not robots. They've already got a full man-made working female robot.
They already have that. Pony is just giving me a big thumbs up. Apparently he's an enthusiast.
Oh, she's great.
He's been waiting.
She's
he's
working. Waiting. She's digitized. It's wonderful.
She's digitized.
Now, Mike, looking at the clock, I don't have time to play you my Shaq tapes. Shaq had a marvelous moment on NBA on TNT, so we'll try to get to that tomorrow. NBA
Let's
on
do
TNT.
It. But that's awesome.
This is sweet, and I like to bring some lightness, especially after such stupidity. Did you see the young girl in the Ukrainian bomb shelter? This was going viral yesterday.
Is this the young lady that was singing?
Yes.
And I haven't seen this.
This is heartbreakingly sweet.
Beautiful voice.
And it looks like she is, I mean, she's in a bomb shelter. There are people crammed in there. There's just chaos in there. And when she starts to sing, my favorite moment of this, you can't see it in the tape because we're only playing it, but know this, when she starts to sing, people stop being in chaos just for a moment and watch this young lady sing. I would say she's what, maybe 8 or 9, Mike, would you guess?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, here you
go. Навечно отпусти и забудь, что прошло уже не вернуть. Отпусти и забудь, новый день он кажет путь. Не боюсь ничего уже, пусть бы шум ничто, холод всегда мне был по душе.
Браво, браво!
Remember, those are human beings over there, folks.
Beautiful.
Those
Amen,
are human
brother.
Beings.
Yeah, so sad.
It is.
So, so very sad. And I have an image that I'm not going to even mention, but an image from the shelling where a whole mm-hmm. family was taken out. I can't get it out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful what you watch with this war coverage, folks.
Absolutely.
You got to be careful because some stuff sticks with you. It's
I know I am. I know you are. Are you a Costco member?
Yes.
There is a way you can shop at Costco without being a member. Did you know this?
I did not know that.
Check out this hack.
Now, you know, if you have no membership at Costco, you unfortunately can't shop there. Sorry. Or can you? Yes, there is a way. If you already know somebody that has a membership, you can have them go to Costco and purchase a Costco gift card for you. You give them the cash, they give you the card, and voila, you can now use that card to enter into Costco and purchase whatever you want. Even if what you're buying exceeds the amount of the gift card, you pay the difference and boom.
It's pretty clever, actually.
So can you hold on to the gift card and use it every time you go into Costco? Can you do multiple trips? Because if it's not multiple trips, then it's meaningless.
What are we saving? $60?
$60 a year. But what if you got someone to buy you like a host of $20 gift cards on one purchase? That's five entrances.
Well, a host would be a membership to Costco for the year. Then get the membership.
But the membership, you're not paying for the membership. You're only paying for the gift card. You're
not, but the other person's paying and you're freeloading on them. So what's the point?
That's the hassle.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to save a membership fee, you can do it.
Who has the time?
But if you're doing it multiple times, it ends up being a member. You're getting, do you understand what I'm saying? You're getting your friend to pay what essentially is a gift card.
But what if your friend is already a member, is already going, and you say, hey, you're going to Costco tomorrow? Yes. I know you're going to buy your rotisserie chicken and all that stuff. Can you also buy me five gift cards? Here's the cash for it.
Yeah, but is it worth losing your friend's respect?
Did the friend respect you in the first place?
My point, Rob, you're not getting my point, which is if you're going to buy five $20 gift cards, that's the price of the going to the counter at Costco and joining.
No, but you're not hearing my point. Because you spend that $60 to be a member, you're out $60. If you spend that $20 on a gift card, you've got $20 in credit. You're spending that $20 without having to buy a membership. You're in, baby, in without buying a membership.
You might have a point. And then you use it every time.
Exactly.
And you can ask them again and you get your free trip to Costco.
Yeah. See, it can work, but you lose respect, but you gain $60. Is it worth it? I ask you. Is it worth it?
I don't know. We'll debate this forever.
We will.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And Mike, let us close with this. This went viral yesterday of the lady who looked out her window and saw a bear about to get her bird feeder. Now, bears, if they're not attacking you, are comical because they're big. And
sure.
Go into the bird
Yogi
feeder.
Yogi Bear.
And so this lady goes after him.
Oh, no. No food for you. No food for you, bear. Bear, no. Bear, no. Go. Thank you. Go, baby. Go. Oh, my Lord. Bear. Go. Bear. No. Get
going. Who's that guy? Is it Michael Rapaport? That's who you need.
Get going.
Ma.
Get going.
Ma.
So, Mike.
Get the bear. Ma.
The good news is that the bear ran away back to WJFK to be an engineer. I'll fix it, baby.
Hi, Grantsville.
Thanks, Mike. That's all I got.
There you go.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Tomorrow we'll dive into that Shaq tape because Shaq is one of my favorite human beings.
So great, so great.
And he's my dream guest on the show if we could ever get him on the show. I would absolutely love that. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow. And have a great day. Happy birthday to Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Shower his Facebook page with birthday greetings because this man is not getting the love he deserves at home.
That's right.
He's a treasure.
I said it.
Somebody a national treasure.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody!
Leesburg treasure.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm a phony, just like you.
It's in the hole.
Who runs Bartertown?